This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. It's a game day Saturday morning.
Yep.
I just thought I'd throw that
but
in.
But it's kind of cloudy and dreary. And I mean, the fog is coming back. I mean, yesterday the fog was so thick in this place, and it didn't lift until around noon. Mm-hmm. And then it was still just a cloudy looking, it's just kind of yucky looking
But
day.
You know what? We don't want to, we should, and this is my fault too, because I said the same thing, but. We got a lot of folks heading up Terra Boulevard right now, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, now.
And we don't want to dampen
a lot of folks
their,
already
their
there.
Fun.
Oh, you know what? You can't dampen their fun. They're gonna have
they're,
some
they're,
fun.
They're already
they're
there.
Just hoping there's some racing that's gonna go along, but they're hoping there's gonna be a fun. It is the big Quick Trip Folds of Honor 500 weekend out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And shout out to Ed Clark, who joined us last week and talked racing with us and
going down to Daytona. I know my way around. That was good. It was like Ving Rhames, only in America.
He's been
build
there.
This so-and-so. I know my way around.
He's been there a few times. So we hope they're able to get some racing. And welcome all our fans in the area. If you're driving, drive with care.
Those of you that come up 75 from Florida or over from Alabama.
Yep.
Where do you think we get more folks from for a racing weekend?
Man.
Florida or Alabama?
Probably Alabama. I would think those racing fans come over a little bit more, and then from
and then
the Carolinas probably drop down too for this race. The Atlanta race to me, and like all the more reason why we ought to have two, is because we're in this location, this junction, if you will. And you know what? Most weeks, about the middle of the week on a Wednesday, you can probably stand near the interstate and see all the transporters coming from Charlotte going to another location. They come through here on the interstate on their way to other locations where races are taking place, be it out in Texas, you know, be it down in Florida, be it over Talladega. You know, they come through here. Even if they're driving them out to Vegas or wherever, they come through here to get I-20 to head west for those races. So, I mean, a lot of weeks you can, on the freeway, you see them coming down 85, taking 285 around, getting 20 to head west. So, I mean, this is like a junction, if you will, for NASCAR.
Well, luckily, I can say I've never been that bored.
Is that?
I can stand out there and look for them. Well,
no, that's that. I would look for them, but I'm just saying.
You just happen
to be out there at the right time, you see those transporters coming through with those cars. And
hey, did we mention what we got going on here at the radio station
today? What's going on today?
Call it a game day, right?
It is a game day Saturday.
Thank you, man. I've been waiting for that for a while. Auburn and Kentucky. That's nothing to sneeze at there.
That's a good basketball game.
1:15 pregame, tip off at 1:30, and then of course the Hawks in Phoenix tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7:00 tip off.
Yep, and we got another one.
Well,
today?
Tomorrow.
Okay, we got another one today. We'll go ahead.
That's the only one we got right here. I was thinking Michigan State, and we're gonna have Deshaun on tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, so we get ready for that one. Ooh.
Did you hear what Tom Izzo said about Zion?
No,
he thinks he should sit out.
Really?
Yeah, he said it with his tongue inserted firmly in cheek.
Yes,
I think he should sit out now and give those other teams a chance at the championship.
Yeah, right. Let me say that. We talk about basketball. We're going to get back to him in just a second. Talk about basketball, other games that are taking place today. Kennesaw State is on the road playing at Florida Gulf Coast. They're 5-23. Their coach, Al Skinner, either he got the pink slip or he's stepping down or whichever. Anyway, the help wanted sign is up at Kennesaw State for a new head basketball coach for the men's basketball team. Georgia Tech is at Miami, 2:00 starter. Georgia's down in Oxford at Ole Miss at 3:30. That's start time there. Georgia Southern's up at App State at 2. And Georgia State is at Coastal Carolina. They're at the beach at 2:00 today, going for their 20th win of the season. Coach Ron Hunter and company, you can hear that downstairs and around the corner on 1380 WAOK. Dave Cohen will have the Panther pregame show 1:30 tip off at 2 p.m.
What day is Coach Hunter here? He's hanging her around the corridors and making calls in one of the shows,
We usually hear from him on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays?
Okay. Usually hear from him on Tuesdays. And I'll be over on Decatur Street later today. The Georgia State women play at 2 o'clock against Coastal Carolina. That's a little college basketball and what's going on. But back to Mr. Zion Williamson. And,
he shouldn't play.
No, man.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I wouldn't have a problem if he doesn't play. That's what I should. That's my actual feeling. I don't have a problem in 2019 if these kids decide not to play, given the money that's in front of them, and there's no guarantee. Now, I've heard people this past week talk about if he's healthy. Well, yeah, but he also had this unforeseen accident happen. So when everybody talks about, you know, these guys sitting out, and you say, well, he could get hurt crossing the street.
He could.
Well, you're right. But he could also do something again to a knee that has already been tweaked. Leave it at that. We'll say damaged. It's been tweaked. We'll say sprained.
Yeah.
But if this was during the tournament and there was a team that wanted to get him on the cheap, they would use as an excuse and say, well, you know, he had this little incident here not too long ago, and even though it doesn't need surgery, he doesn't have the same explosiveness, or we want to wait and see if he's having the same explosiveness that he showed throughout his whole freshman year. I'm just saying they could use that. So I would have no problem if he shut it down because, you know, at the end of the day, this is a marathon. This ain't a sprint for these guys. And wink, 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 Duke ain't paying him. He will get paid at the end of the year. I see the smile cracking on your face.
He's not making any money in college.
He's making money for others in college.
He's getting a scholarship.
That's another show.
Whether he wants to use it or not,
he doesn't. He's there for one year.
How much it costs to go to Duke?
And he's put. I don't know how much it costs.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
How much money has he made for Duke?
Okay.
He is the number one college football basketball draw.
He knew that when he went there. He could have gone somewhere else that's lower profile.
He could have went to another place. He chose.
He could have gone to a mid-major that's low profile, and he wouldn't have made them no money.
Why? Why?
You know, he just got a year pass. If all he wants to do is just pass a year and get to the NBA,
the assumption that you're saying.
He wants to play one year, and he chose the highest profile. Okay, well, he knew what's going to happen when he signed the paper. He knew they're going to print jerseys out with his number on them and sell them.
Okay, I'm not arguing that. I'm not saying that's wrong. He knew that.
Okay, you
that's
know
the
that.
Price of doing business.
Okay.
But it makes his ascent to the next level that much easier if he's playing at Duke. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's also the coaching that he gets.
And that, too. All of that.
Okay.
You put all that in a blender. I'm saying now, though, it's a different conversation. When he went down and sprained that knee the other day, all bets are off because how much more time is he going to be at Duke? You got just a handful of weeks.
This is the
time
of year that he goes for.
He's only got a handful of weeks left at
Duke. That's what he goes for. He goes to Duke for this time of year.
Sam,
he goes to Duke to play in that game.
He just had a hiccup.
He goes to Duke to play against North Carolina. That's what he goes there for. He goes to Duke
to get to the NBA. That's what he's going there for.
But while he's there, he goes to play against North Carolina.
That's the next team in front of him.
No, that's not the next team in front of him. You're assuming that traditional matchup is something these guys care about. Yes, it is.
And we have found out they don't give a spit.
No.
They don't. They're trying to get to the next level.
All the attention that game got?
I'm not talking about that.
Why not?
No, because that's us. That's us.
That's not just us.
We're
the
ones watching.
And the people
because we're rooting for laundry, as Jerry Seinfeld said. We're rooting for that color jersey against that color jersey.
I don't think so. We're looking at
individuals. Yes, we do, because there are years that they don't have a Zion, and it's still a big matchup.
So we're looking at individuals. He's been promoted by ESPN and everyone as
Yes, he has, because he's the number one player.
Individual.
I'm not arguing that. I'm saying this is a discussion about whether or not you think he should shut it down or continue to play if he's healthy.
He didn't go there to shut it down.
Go there to shut it down, but all what happened this past week?
He came into Atlanta when he was in high school and got an injury.
We can't look over what happened last week.
He came here and played in the McDonald's All-American game and got a hand injury over at State Farm Arena.
Okay.
He got a hand injury playing in that game here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So should he shut it down after that?
When was that?
That was coming out of high school.
That's right. High school is two levels below where he's trying to get to. And now he's right there at the finish line.
But that's a prestigious game. Should he not want to play in the McDonald's All-American game?
You're putting old sensibilities.
That's not old sensibilities.
Yes, it is. It's a traditional thing.
And you're saying that take part in.
That's not relevant as much to these kids. Well, you have to ask them. You have to ask them why they don't care about their history as much. You have to ask. Grab a handful of millennials and say, how come y'all don't care about this rivalry as much as your parents or the teachers?
He's younger than millennials. Millennials are not teenagers.
Whatever. You grab him, ask him. I don't have that answer. I don't have that answer. But what we do know is history ain't as important to these dudes as it is to us or the teachers or the coaches that are there.
Ben Simmons showed that by going to LSU and doing absolutely nothing. Okay, we saw that. So he could have gone to a school that's not a contender, that didn't have to worry about them making to the tournament and go through the motions for a year if he wanted to. He didn't want that. He wanted to go to a place to be a part of the Duke North Carolina rivalry.
He wanted to be in a higher profile school. I understand that.
Well, that's part of it. He went there. So he doesn't go there to sit. He goes there to play.
To a high profile. That's right. He goes went to a high profile program
to play,
to be seen, to get to where he is right now.
And be a part of big games down the stretch and be a part of the tournament in March Madness.
I'm telling you, no.
He didn't go there to be part of the tournament?
I'm saying to you,
go there to play in the ACC tournament and play in the NCAA tournament. There's not a reason why he would go to Duke. You serious?
You're doing a monologue, so I was letting you
go. I agree with Greg 100%. I don't think he cares one bit about it.
You're going, they don't care one spit. No.
Well, then why didn't he go to LSU like Ben Simmons?
Because he didn't want to, because he had a chance to go to Duke.
If you can go to Duke, you're going to go to Duke.
That's right.
Ben Simmons probably could have gone there. He went somewhere where it didn't matter.
Well, he had a link to LSU through his dad, but he still only went there for 1 year.
All right.
And that's all Zion's going to do. He doesn't care about the tournament or the ACC or the rivalry.
I doubt that seriously.
Okay. You
think he followed up on the history
care.
Of Duke and studied before he went
he's
to?
He's only from Greenville, South Carolina.
And that means what?
He's right up the road. He's around.
He's
around
close
ACC.
By. That's good. He can go home for Thanksgiving. That's nice.
No.
But they don't
it's not
care.
About going home.
Man, the picture
you,
is
you,
the
you
NBA.
Did know that, Bo. You did know he's from Greenville, South Carolina.
No, I didn't know he was from the area. Okay, so he has a tie. So he has a tie to the school. That's why he picked the school. Then.
Right, he's grown up being watched and wanted to be a part of
the platform, though.
That's the
if
whole
he wants
thing.
It, well, we'll see after this year. Y'all if he stays
even,
at Duke.
Y'all don't even know where the dude's from. And y'all,
yeah, yeah, but.
Because it doesn't matter.
He still leaves.
He could have been the Duke too.
If he stays at Duke.
No, he's not going to stay. He's not going to stay.
All right.
But I mean.
Then you're making the argument. If he's not going to stay, he had an opportunity to go right down the street because he lives in the area.
He could have gone to Clemson.
He could have went to a number of places.
Right.
He went down the street to the most high-profile program and coach in the country.
Right.
Knowing
for
and
a reason.
By the way, the coach knew he was only going to be there
right.
1 year. All right. So you
so
want
he, but
to
he went
bring up
to
all
play.
This other stuff.
He didn't go there to sit around and bubble wrap.
But we, Sam, what happened last week?
He suffered a knee sprain. A knee sprain.
Okay. So now.
A knee sprain and his shoe blew out.
Is the reason we're having this conversation.
Yep.
Because he does not want to do anything more.
Who said he didn't want to do anything more?
If he shuts it down because of this knee injury, that would be a reason. Nobody said it, man. I'm saying to you, because these guys could get injured again or do more damage. You can wrap your minds around this if you want to, but I'm just telling you, we've seen it before. This is another example. These guys protected themselves to make sure they get paid.
I think he's going to get paid. I don't think he's saying he won't get paid. Nobody's saying that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Folks are jumping in now. Pete's and Austell. Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Hugh, I agree with you 100% because you know what? Why even have college sports anymore? Why not just go ahead and say, all right, look, everything is pre-professional leagues. That's all it is. It's just junior leagues. And just forget the whole scholarship programs and all that. Just leave that alone.
Yep. Hey, Pete, I appreciate you going in with that because that's actually what the league is putting up. And later on in the show, we'll get into that, especially tomorrow morning, too. The NBA is proposing, and maybe they had already thought about doing this before this happened with Zion Williamson, but they're going to take away the one and done. They're proposing doing away with the one and done.
Folks just don't like watching the sausage being made. And it's all different now. And I understand, you know, listen. Either get on board or just, you know, get off, you know, tell folks to get off your grass. But I'm staying on this side of history because it's going to continue. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, Sam and Greg. We got Sports Insiders coming up top of the hour. Dan Cabal, Dr. Dale Yeager. James Bond is in town.
He is.
He's in. So he will be in studio, man. Anyway, we are hoping that the weather, and by the way, we just checked, and it looks like we should be pretty good as far as the weather. These races going on.
We hope so. A lot of crowds are here for it. And
Clark and the boys have been saying their prayers.
and rain dances and everything else down there. We'll tell you another guy that's ready to get rolling and get racing later on today. He joins us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Adam Alexander from FS1, Fox Sports NASCAR coverage, joins us. Great to have you in town, Adam. I know you're watching the sky, but we still want to see some racing this weekend.
I was going to say, let me get some advice from you guys. Do you do a rain dance when you want it to rain or when you want it to stop raining? Because I need to make sure I get that all coordinated.
Well, I personally don't have a rain dance myself.
after a week like this,
I want to see Sam's rain dance.
Well, I do too, actually. That's what I'm hoping. Maybe New Year's Eve or St. Patrick's Day.
We'll get one this week after the week we've had. Yeah, we want it to stay away because we want to see some racing going. Eric Almirola has the pole for the race tomorrow. What, if anything, that the Cup cars do, breaking in this new package today and tomorrow? Because it could be totally different tomorrow. The atmosphere in the track is going to be a different track tomorrow.
Well, you know, it's funny. If you sent me a text message and said, what should we expect to see Sunday in the race and what are drivers saying about this new aero platform, I'd probably send you just a bunch of question marks with my reply. I think there's still a great deal of unknown, and I heard Eric talking after winning the poll yesterday about did the draft play a role in you getting that good lap, and he said it did not, that they actually went out in practice and tried to simulate a little bit of a draft and getting a toe to help your qualifying speed, because I think a lot of people anticipated that would be the key to success in qualifying. And he said when we tried that in practice, it just didn't work. The car was unstable and didn't drive well. And so basically a lot of what you saw in qualifying yesterday, and in particular for the guy that was quickest, Eric Almirola, was single car. And I think that's added to the question marks of what to anticipate in this race. And the practice sessions today, if in fact we get them in based on the weather, could go a long way in dictating how this race plays out tomorrow.
Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And it's funny you mentioned that, because last week we had Ed Clark on, and his description of what we're talking about here with the new equipment, and that it was going to be, and Sam, correct me, didn't he say something about it slowing the cars down so there'd be more of a competitive race? I heard him say that. Now, that gave me reason to pause, because I didn't think that slowing the cars down would make for a better race, but that's what he felt. I'm listening to Adam.
Well,
right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and sorry to interrupt there, but the theory, and yes, 100%, less horsepower. So the speeds will be down. And the theory on all of this is that when you enter the corner at such a high rate of speed, you are so worried about managing that speed that does not allow you to pass. By slowing the cars down, it will close the field up. And this aero platform also will tighten up the field to make the racing more competitive, more side-by-side, and more passing. So that is the theory behind what we're seeing with this rules set up in 2019.
So then to finish my question, you talked about the drivers not feeling any difference during qualifying. How much will the weather play into that as far as today and tomorrow? And we don't know what we're going to run into. And Sam talked about the little bit of drizzle that we get today will make the track obviously polar opposite tomorrow when the rain will be gone and we have some sunshine out there.
Well, you know, that's really interesting. And I've always heard drivers and crew chiefs talk about the sensitivity of Atlanta Motor Speedway when it comes to the weather. And when they practiced here yesterday, they had 90 minutes, Cup teams did, right around noon. It was hot and humid. And then when they went out and qualified yesterday evening about 5 o'clock, the weather had completely flipped, and it wasn't raining, but it had that damp feel in the air. It had cooled off. It was windy. So what we saw for practice was totally different than what we saw in qualifying last night. It's wet here this morning. I mean, there's a mist. And so the track conditions that they will face when they practice today will be different yet again. And then the forecast that I've seen calls for it to be a little bit warmer tomorrow. So I think, you know, the weather is a big variable in all of this, just because the sensitivity of this track. And here's the other thing to remember. You know, 500 miles is a long time. This place will change as the day goes on, and no way to know for sure how these cars are going to react over the course of a run and the course of a race. And so there's just a lot of things going into this race tomorrow that you just don't know until you go out there and put the cars on track and compete for the first time under this configuration.
Spending some time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Adam Alexander. You can follow him on Twitter at Adam1Alexander. Adam1Alexander. He's calling to play on the Xfinity Series race. Of course, you see him weeknights in the studio, Race Hub. And today, later on today, we're going to put you to work, Adam. Well, we got 2 o'clock at the Xfinity Series race coming off. That's after the last final practice session for the Cup Series, right?
Yeah, we've got a busy morning here. If Mother Nature cooperates, we got Xfinity qualifying at 9:30. The trucks will qualify. We've got the Cup practice sessions that you spoke of. Xfinity race at 2. We're actually on the air, I think, with our pre-race coverage at 1:30. And then following the Xfinity race, the Gander Outdoors Truck Series is on track as a part of a NASCAR doubleheader. So a very busy Saturday here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We're excited. How about this? You know, Kevin Harvick's been working with us on the Xfinity side for a while now, and he's kind of become a part of the Fox family, even though he's still a full-time driver. But Jimmy Johnson is going to make his debut in the broadcast today, in the broadcast booth today with Kevin Harvick on that Xfinity event. So that'll be a lot of fun and certainly something to tune in and watch.
I got a question for both of you, and do me a favor and try, because I have been trying to articulate what I think of this one guy. But when I think of Joe Gibbs, and I want you, Adam, to give me your thoughts on, does he get the due that I believe this man deserves as far as where he sits in American sports lore? There, I mean, you talk about John Madden hitting the top, hitting the pinnacle in 3 different areas. You got kids who are gamers who didn't even know this guy was a football coach.
Right.
And they just know. I think he used to be an announcer. But to have 3 Super Bowl rings with 3 different quarterbacks, and then I think he's got, 4 or 5 Cup wins as far as when he left football and went over and became a car owner. Where does Joe Gibbs sit in your mind as far as his contribution to American sports?
You know, I think we undersell him on the NASCAR side, and we've had that conversation a little bit this week coming off of his, his second Daytona 500 win in 3 years and his 3rd all time. But I think you bring up a great point when you go broader and say, where does he fit into the history of the overall sports landscape? And certainly the transition from head football coach in the NFL to owner in NASCAR is not one we see on a regular basis. I don't anticipate Bill Belichick's going to partner with Rick Hendrick in 2020 to put a team on track. So it's been a unique transition for him. But I think it speaks to successful people are going to be successful. And Joe Gibbs has got so many wonderful characteristics. Not only is a leader of a sports franchise or of a sports team, but just as a father and a man, and what an emotional week for Joe. You know, he lost his son, JD, in the offseason, who was the co-founder of Joe Gibbs Racing. And JD was the one who had discovered Denny Hamlin. And JD's number when he was a racer was number 11, and his number when he played football was number 11. And to see Denny win that drama-filled Daytona 500 the way he did in car number 11 in the first race since JD had passed, it was an emotional week. And I think served once again as an opportunity to celebrate Joe Gibbs and all the success that he's been able to have. And ironically enough, when that race was over, Joe Gibbs said, this is the biggest win of any kind of my lifetime, which speaks volumes about what last Sunday meant to him.
Fantastic, fantastic. And a great winner, a very popular winner, Denny Hamlin was last week at Daytona. We're spending some time with Adam Alexander, FS1, NASCAR's coverage, spending time with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Speaking of Daytona last week, and all of the – it was a matter of survival. We got a guy on the pole this week who's kind of been, in a way, kind of shortchanged at Daytona the last 2 years. Talk about coming off last weekend, what we saw there coming into Atlanta, and just your afterthoughts from what we saw, especially the big crunch that got so many of the cars eliminated.
Well, you know, it's an interesting start to the season, and it always is at Daytona. And I think there was great anticipation a week ago of what that race would look like. And I don't think anyone envisioned how competitive that race was going to be after the way the duel played out on Thursday night and how conservative the drivers were, and then even going back, a couple of weeks ago to the clash. I think, you know, fans were somewhat disappointed in the way the racing had been playing out at the Cup level. And you know, the Daytona 500 was incredible. I mean, what a show those drivers put on. And obviously late, you know, you gets competitive. Guys are going after it. And then, you know, you have multiple crashes that take out a number of good race cars. And it opened the door for Denny Hamlin to get the win. Great day for Joe Gibbs Racing going 1-2-3. I think the Fords serve notice that they are still the organization to beat when it comes to plate racing. But a great start for Joe Gibbs Racing and what they were able to do. And now you transition here to Atlanta, and the last time a driver won the Daytona 500 and then came back and won the second race of the season was Matt Kenseth 10 years ago. And, you know, there's no real transfer in the competition from Daytona to Atlanta just because of the different style of track and the different setup in the race cars. But I do think there's a confidence and a momentum carryover, and it'll be fun to watch those Joe Gibbs cars this weekend who all qualified very well.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff as always. Once again, you can follow him on Twitter at Adam1Alexander, Adam1Alexander. Adam, thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
We're going to try to keep the rain away so you have a great call for your race later on today.
Please do.
Hey, two weeks in a row, I'm going to start sending an invoice to you guys, okay?
That's
it's
all right.
Unbelievable. It's unprecedented, you know?
we can't thank you enough.
We love having you on, man.
Hey, thanks. No, glad to be with you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
All right,
I appreciate
Adam.
It. I mean, I'm serious about this. Where does this guy fall, Joe Gibbs?
Yeah, Joe Gibbs.
I mean, I just don't think, and I think it's because he's not looking for the limelight. He does everything behind the scenes. He's not that owner. He's polar opposite of Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones wishes he was as successful as Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Anyway, we are got a couple more things we got to clean up, and final thoughts on NBA, Zion Williamson, and
Tiger.
Woo. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg. On a drizzly, cloudy kind of Saturday morning. But you know what? The good news is, for those of you heading out to Atlanta Motor Speedway and you're listening to us, looks like they're going to get some racing in today. Not just today, but tomorrow.
Tomorrow, rain's, for sure.
Rain's going to be here, but it looks like it might dodge in between us. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Man, I got
always
this.
Good, always good talking with Adam.
It is. And I got this list going now because, I mean, we don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but it's got me thinking. Who else is on this list? Underappreciated American sports figures for what they've done. And I mean champions, not just, you know, John Stockton's a great player. He don't get the same kind of pub as other ones, but I'm talking about Joe Gibbs. I'm talking about Jimmy Johnson,
okay,
who I've talked about, same sport. I talk about Tim Duncan. Although, can he be thrown in that category because he's from the West Indies?
Well, close enough.
We can count him, right?
He doesn't seek the extra attention.
Right. No, they're all on the same list. Who else's achievements do you think aren't talked about enough, like these three guys? Or ladies? What woman? All right, case in point. We talk, rightfully so, about Serena. We talk about Sloane Stephenson, who's next. And we talk about Osaka and all of them coming up. When's the last time you heard anybody trumpet, other than those folks you have these dinners with and when you're hosting, other than those folks, who trumpets the achievements of Steffi Graf anymore? You see what I'm saying?
Well, if you're right, though, that's it. But you know what, though?
Am I right?
She's so at peace with what she
did. I'm not talking about her. We know that. So's Joe Gibbs and all those guys.
Yep.
But I don't think that what she did, people forget what kind of machine she was.
Yep.
She was Tiger-like before Tiger.
Absolutely.
When it came to the way she approached the game. Am I right?
Would win finals and major championships.
Didn't have to turn your car off either.
40 minutes. In and out, everybody's gone.
She'd trophy, be over at Villa Christina.
Yeah, trophy presentation and everything. You know, that's the way she played. Or even Pete Sampras.
That's another one.
Pete Sampras,
right?
Is, you know, just what he accomplished because he really didn't seek it. And he was there at the same time as Andre Agassi, which Agassi loved
it. Just the opposite, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, you have players like that who have fantastic accomplishments. They don't toot their own horn. They kind of say, yeah, I'll let my record speak for me. You know, so that's the thing,
but
we talk about
point,
that type of.
I mean, you got. I just think, you know, Joe Gibbs. I'm glad I got to see him do what he did, because you talk about other owners who have three. Jimmy, or Jerry Jones. He got three. His Cowboys, since he's owned them, got three rings.
Yep.
He don't get one spit of credit for them. And the one that Barry Switzer won, people still give credit to Jimmy Johnson. Right?
Yep.
He won with Jimmy's players. Anyway, just got me thinking about that as we get ready for racing this weekend. Speaking of Tiger.
Yeah.
I haven't even been paying attention to the fact that he's down there in Mexico and he's getting it done.
Down in Mexico, a 66 yesterday in the second round. And, you know, a lot of people didn't know how he was going to do coming off playing last week. You know, wonder what he's going to play like, and he goes out and has a great round, and he's on the leaderboard, and a star-studded leaderboard for this WGC Mexico Championship. I mean, you got the top guys you want to see. Dustin Johnson's up there, Rory McIlroy's out there, Matt Kuchar's up there. We know who's got on the bag this week. Sergio Garcia.
Wait, hang on a second. Let that simmer for a second. Sam tried to slip that one in there.
You
Matt Kuchar, wonder who's got him on the bag this week.
We don't know who's got on the bag this week. And how much he's going to pay him.
I guarantee you there was a contract made out before they started the tournament.
I'm
and
sure.
An agreement about what happens.
I'm sure. But Tiger, opened around 71, played his way up the leaderboard on 66, and he's in eighth spot right now. And he's in good shape. We'll see what he does today. You know, he's already saying some events that he's not going to play Honda in Florida. I think he's going to play Palmer, Arnold Palmer. He's going to play Players, obviously, you know, Jacksonville, you know.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
When good sentences go bad, it happens to me all the time.
Yep. You know, he's going to play that one. But that's what's happening this weekend. So he's in contention, so you might want to keep an eye out for that today.
God bless him. There got to be as many security people around each golfer as there are golfers out there. Because, I mean, that was a stupid statement. Of course, if they got more around them. It's Mexico City.
Yeah.
And we talk about Mexico City, you know. What could happen down there. So these guys who have disposable cash like nobody else have probably got, number of people around
them. I'm sure they have.
I'm surprised he went down there, to be honest with you.
No, I mean, the tour is going down there.
There's other places he could play.
Yeah.
What's the upside?
But this is the WGC, World Champion, you know. So it's one of those events. So all of your stars show up to play these events and, you know, World Golf Championship. And he's there. To go play and see if he can get a win. That would be huge. Big purse, defending champion is Phil Mickelson, and so let's see what Tiger does today.
What am I to think of, speaking of down south, or more central, about Atlanta United?
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we wrap things up before we turn things over to Sports Insiders, talking about Atlanta United, they played in Costa Rica.
Yes.
This past week.
You talk about a place where you want to be.
Well, Costa Rica is 10 times better than Mexico City. They got people that, you know, that move down there. That's not nearly as bad and a whole lot safer. But what should I think about this matchup?
You know, they didn't do well. It's a whole lot of new going on, obviously.
That's
you
it
know.
Right there. Just hang your head on the fact that they got
there's a whole lot of new
transition going on.
They're back on the field, and we'll see. They're going to come back, and they're going to play again in the CONCACAF, this time over at out in Kennesaw on Thursday, 8 o'clock. They're going to play out there, so we see what they do, you know, out there. And then it's time for the season to start. It's back already. MLS season is back, you know, already, and I'm excited, obviously. We're the defending champions, and I think we got the team. You know, everything is in place to win it again, is what I think, you know, but a new head coach, and we see how that all works out. But I can't wait. I can't wait to go see Atlanta United.
If you are just joining us toward the end of the show, by the way, one of the things that we started off talking about was Zion Williamson and what happened to him this past week, because this is our first opportunity to talk about it. And I presented something to Sam. He knocked it down, and I'm telling you, this would be an even trade, and I would not be surprised if he would do it. And that is, after the game, if you didn't see the game, or you know that President Obama was out at the game. And normally he would either before or after the matchup go speak to the team. If he went in the locker room afterwards and Zion Williamson walked up to President Obama and said, "I'll make you a trade. This shoe is probably the most famous shoe in America right now. Yeah. I'll trade you for that jacket, which I know you can get 10 more if you want it." I bet you Obama would make that trade.
Yeah, first of all, there's no chance he'd get that shoe. Nike folks got that shoe.
No, it ain't. Somebody grabbed that shoe.
No,
that's his shoe.
No, man. The Nike people
you
had that.
You don't know that? You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
You don't know that.
I think that thing's probably locked away, and it would not now. We're gonna. It's 20 years from now.
Exactly.
Depending on how Zion's career goes.
Exactly.
Don't be surprised if you see that shoe in the Missoni.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's either going there, but I would try and make that trade for that jacket first.
Nah.
It's like Bob Lanier's shoe they put in Sports Illustrated.
He doesn't have it anymore.
Maybe he can give him the right shoe, the one that didn't blow up. That's still part of the set.
You want the messed up one. I'm telling you, he would make that trade. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.